Well, it seems like it's been a short 18 years since the Year of the Woman. That was 1992 when four women won U.S. Senate seats in the midterm elections. And for the first time, female senators got their own bathroom. It's kind of a dubious measure of the success of women that is a milestone, right? They used to have to use a public restroom instead. So 1992, the Year of the Woman. 2010, the Year of the Mean Woman? That at least is the thesis of Gail Sheehy. She's here to help us answer that question. Journalist and author of any number of books, including Hillary's Choice, a biography of Hillary Clinton. Good morning, Gail.
Happy to be here.
You've been commenting on some of the political races and the kind of female candidates that we're seeing. And you pointed to an article that Maureen Dowd wrote in the New York Times in which she called them Republican mean girls.
Yeah, as always, Maureen hit the nail on the head. They're insurrectionists who come from inside the Republican Party. And three of them are ones I chose to focus on. Cheeky women who never bothered to enter politics or try to climb the political ladder. They went into business and made millions or billions. And now they've come in to run for the two top positions in California and the Senate in Connecticut.
But haven't men been doing this for decades? We get male businessmen all the time who aren't called cheeky when they decide to run for office, are they?
Well, these are pretty cutthroat women. One of them, Meg Whitman, fired a member of our family, as she called their Mexican illegal housekeeper, after 9 years, and didn't even pick up the phone to see if she could help her get citizenship. She started a little company called eBay and turned it into an $8 billion shopping machine. And now she's reinvented herself. She is Silicon Valley's answer to California's incredible $20 billion budget deficit. So she has a lot of credentials on the business
side.
Well,
heck, she could write a check and take away a big chunk of that.
Well, she has been writing checks to herself or her campaign up to $140 million now. Just a tie with Jerry Brown.
She's a top spender in all time.
All time.
Part of the reason why this is one of the most expensive midterms in history. I want to play you a comment from Republican U.S. Senate candidate Carly Fiorina. This is where she was actually caught off mic making this comment.
Lauda saw Barbara Boxer briefly on television this morning and said what everyone says. God, what is that hair?
Nasty.
So yesterday.
Nasty. Oh, yesterday. Yeah, and we usually call it rhymes with rich and it starts with B. That's one of those comments that follows Carly Fiorina. But she is another super rich.
Ran Hewlett Packard
until she was fired, as you point out in her Manola Blahniks.
And, ushered out with a $21 million
golden parachute.
And then decided she wanted to run against Barbara Boxer for the Senate seat in California. Carly had a hard scrabble background. She had to graduate into higher financial realms. She lives in an area of off Summerhill Road
in
Los Altos.
Kind of a gated community.
Right. With her constituents were 10 million and up, and she wants to bring them back Bush tax cuts and also overturn Roe v. Wade, which hasn't made her particularly popular with the women of California.
Well, now you have chosen these three Republican women, Meg Whitman, Carly Fiorina, and then Linda McMahon, who's running for Christopher Dodd's seat in Connecticut,
right,
as an example of what Maureen Dowd described as mean GOP girls.
Right.
But couldn't they also be described as just aggressive? They know what they want, and now they're going to go get it?
Well, they're very aggressive. Linda McMahon, particularly so. She's actually been in the wrestling ring, kicking somebody in the groin, and actually making her fortune on showing half-naked women wrestling with each other, which is, you know, red meat for male betters. And now she can say, well, we don't need any regulation of wrestling because, this is just good, clean family entertainment. But she's doing pretty well in Connecticut against Richard Blumenthal. And they these people all shun requests for interviews from the media, which makes us all very unhappy, and just spent millions on multi-millions on TV ads attacking their opponents.
Well, that's an echo of Sarah Palin, who also doesn't like one-on-one interviews.
Well, after Katie Couric stopped doing it.
Exactly.
Right. And Sarah Palin endorsed these three women.
Do you think there's a direct line from Sarah Palin, who I think probably isn't in the sort of intellectual zone? I wouldn't criticize Sarah Palin particularly, but there's certainly differences. But are there similarities?
Yes, I think they have their own. You know, they're going to be really aggressive in rolling back the advances that progressive Democrats have made. They all want to repeal the health care bill. They all want to have some whack at Roe v. Wade. They want to return the stimulus money that, which in California can hardly be good since they have a $21 billion deficit. And they want to, you know, actually have much smaller government and run it more like a business.
Well, is this a Republican phenomenon?
Well, these women are much more like they are. They're insurrectionists within the Republican Party, and and they are Tea Partiers, which is the new Republican Party.
Okay, Gail, we were speaking with Gail Shee. She's a journalist and author of countless books, including Hillary's Choice, which is a biography of Hillary Clinton. And we're looking for your take on this as well. Is mean girls the right phrase? I mean, maybe you think that fits exactly, or maybe you're in the camp that says they're simply assertive, they're unapologetic, maybe they're just rude. Give us a call, weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and talk about this phenomenon, insurrectionists within the Republican Party, mean girls a la high school. Let us know what you think.
Where do you stand? Are you one of the mean ones or not? There's a new way you can reach out to the Takeaway iPhone app. You can get it. You can download it. You can take a picture of yourself as a mean girl or as not a mean girl. You can be a reporter for us on all kinds of issues. Take pictures, videos, send them our way. Add them local detail to national stories. We already have a few assignments you can be part of. Just go to thetakeaway.org and download the app and then hit the streets.
We are back with Gail Shee, journalist, author of any number of books, including a biography of Hillary Clinton called Hillary's Choice. And we're talking about the Republican insurrectionists, as Gail calls them, the mean girls of the GOP. And one thing that you point out, Gail, in your article is that Meg Whitman never voted before she decided to run for office. And you see this as kind of a through line, a similar trait through the women that you're pointing to.
Right. Well, yes. They really were never interested in politics. They were interested in running companies and making a lot of money, which they did. But you have to really know how to be a governor. You have to know how to have executive responsibility, how to compromise with a very tough legislature where a lot of men keep duking it out and have wrestled it to a halt in California. So I don't – you know, people question whether or not she has the training to be in that role.
And yet what makes them possibly successful Republican insurrectionists? I mean, we do have this theme that many of the Tea Party leading candidates are female.
Exactly.
So maybe this message of rolling back social services is more, you can swallow it better when it comes from a woman.
Well, it's kind of counterintuitive to come from a woman because they usually are the ones who make less money and have more responsibility for family and need social services. So these are women who have gone against that grain. They're saying, tough it out yourself. We did it. You can do it.
Although, isn't there a bit of a cheap shot here from Maureen Dowd to call these folks mean? I mean, Ronald Reagan learned to be a governor on the job. He was an actor. He didn't have any training. Nobody called him a mean guy. Mm. Is there a bit of a gender disparity here?
It's probably a little bit sexist, but they actually do. Meg Whitman was brought up on charges of shoving an employee. She doesn't have a reputation of playing nice. You know, we have a woman wrestler who made her fortune on putting other women in the ring to wrestle each other. And Carly Fiorina was fired as Hewlett-Packard chief executive and chairman, but walked out at the door with a $21 million severance package. So it's an unusual mix, an unusual training to actually be either on the Senate floor where you have to compromise with others or to be in the state house where you have to work with the legislature that may be against you if the other party has the advantage.
Well, let me take you back again to this idea that we got the year of the woman.
Right.
So, Gail Shee, if this is a sort of a trend, at least among the Republican Party, what does this say about the state of women in politics?
They're getting tougher and they're making more money. And this is a very interesting way. People will probably follow this. You make enough money, you can buy your way into a major seat. It's not illegal. But it's a very different way of going about it.
But there's a toughness here that also is not unrelated to Michelle Obama's success, even though they politically feel very, very different. It seems to me they may be part of the same category.
Yes, Michelle did make her way as an executive. But you know, interestingly, she doesn't present herself as a politician, hasn't been out on the campaign trail, only very recently, and didn't seek political office for herself.
Gail Shee, journalist, author of a number of books. Hillary's Choice was her biography of Hillary Clinton. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And let's put this out to the listeners. The term mean girls, is that fair? Especially when you're speaking of politicians like Linda McMahon. Is it better to say they are very assertive people? They're tough competitors? Give us a call and weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can leave a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Get into the wrestling ring with us, won't you?
I'd rather do that than with Linda McMahon.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.